Do you imagine, or like, when you're recording this, are you imagining you're just talking to your fans?
No.
Your thousands of fans?
Okay, well, before we start talking, we have to introduce the...
Right, go ahead.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ghoul Society. That's my partner, Montana.
And that's my partner, Sarah.
We're grateful to be recording on the stolen lands of the Lekwungen, Songhees, Esquimalt, and Wasanich peoples, whose historical relationship with the lands continue to this day. The fight against colonial violence and racism is ongoing, and we at Ghoul Society are committed to this fight and working towards reconciliation within ourselves, our families, and our communities. By listening to this podcast, you've officially been inducted into the Ghoul Society. So as you guys notice,
Jamie has a little bit of a cold.
No, Jamie's not here. So I'm joined by Montana.
Hello.
Don't look at my story.
I'm not.
You were looking at my iPad. Don't.
I can't read that.
Nala, our cat, one of our cats, she's really interested.
Making love with the microphone.
The microphone.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm new to this.
Montana's new. So, Jamie is just buried in schoolwork. So we thought,
why not find a suitable replacement? Exactly. You guys won't notice a difference.
No.
Don't worry.
Everything is the same except that it's not with my sister.
Except I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah. So I really wanted Montana to come on, and maybe this will just become a segment in and of itself, because he's quite a big skeptic.
I think realist is the word.
He's okay. Well, however you want to call it. He is the Shane to my Ryan, if you know what I mean.
And Shane's the fan favorite.
No, Ryan is.
Are you sure?
I kind of love Shane. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. How was your day?
Well, yeah, I woke up and found out I was going to be on a podcast.
No, so I told you about it like
15 minutes ago.
No, I told you about it a few days ago, actually.
And then I forgot. And then you reminded me 15 minutes ago.
You didn't. No. You little shit. You didn't forget.
No, I didn't forget. I've been just looking forward to my 15 minutes of fame. I'm going to soak it all up. And then one day I'm just going to replace this whole podcast. No. It's just going to be me soon.
The Montana Show.
Yep.
Is that what your podcast would be called?
That's what this podcast is going to be called.
Okay.
No, I'm a huge fan of the show. Listen to every episode.
Yeah, he's one of our biggest supporters. As you should be, because we've been dating for almost 8 years.
Yep.
So.
Just comes with the territory, I guess.
Yeah. You have to be our supporter.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited to be on the show. Sarah's got hopefully a really spooky episode. Story.
Yeah. So someone we know came and dropped off some spooky books a while ago.
Oh, is the story from
one of the books, yeah. So the book that I got this story from is The Haunting of Vancouver Island by Shannon Sin.
Follow the Insta, you would have seen it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I did post about it when I was researching.
Did the author reply to you?
No, he hasn't posted on Instagram since 2021.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's on there anymore, but if he is.
How many stories did you read and come to the one you're telling today?
Oh, I already knew which one I wanted to do.
Off the bat?
I looked through it when we got them, and then I've heard about it before, just doing my research for haunts in Victoria, spoilers in Victoria. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And when I saw it was in the book, I was like, oh, great. I'll have more research to do an episode.
Right.
From like a really good source.
So this was a story you wanted to do before you even read the book and found out that the story was in the book.
Yeah.
And now we're sorry,
Nala. Nala is really liking this.
Yeah. She's loving the attention. I think she knows the show is probably going to be about her soon. What do you have to say? She's purring. She's a pretty quiet
kid. She doesn't usually purr.
No.
She's headbutt in my hand.
Yeah.
Hi, Nala.
Is these how these episodes usually go?
You listen to them.
Yeah, I know, but this feels it feels weird.
Do you just drown out the chatter at the beginning?
No, no. It's like when I listen to it, it feels like a production, but now I'm seeing how the sauce is made, you know?
And yeah, it feels weird. Yeah, it's just a chat.
It's just a chat.
But you and I chat all the time, so I guess we don't really have much to say.
No, I just know everything about you at almost any given point.
Yeah. Ooh, Christmas is coming.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
That's my bad.
Johnny keeps doing stuff with his microphone.
I don't know. It's a sensitive piece of equipment.
It is sensitive. They're not the top of the line, okay?
Wouldn't more sensitive equipment be top of the line? Weren't these thousands of dollars?
No. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to go see Taylor Swift in a couple weeks.
Yeah, she cried yesterday.
I was about to cry because I've been making my friendship bracelets.
Yeah, can you please explain to me why Taylor Swifters are...
Swifties?
Right. Why Swiffers?
Swiffers.
Why Swiffer Dusters make, like, kindergarten friendship bracelets and then pass them all around?
Okay, well, they're not kindergarten.
Well, I know, but...
It's just a thing. Like, have you ever seen rave... Like, people at raves do it, too.
I've never been to a rave, you know that.
Yeah, neither have I, but I've seen videos.
Right.
Like, they share...
They share everything.
Bracelet. Okay, yeah, well, it's just, like, a community thing.
A community thing.
I don't really fully know the lore, but, like, I don't know when it started.
The lore?
Yeah, I don't really know when it started, but, yeah, people make friendship bracelets usually with... song titles or lyrics or like memes from Taylor.
Right. And how do you look at a fellow Swiftie and say they deserve my bracelet? What goes into your head?
You just like start chatting with them and you just trade them. People trade them like with her parents too.
With her parents?
With Taylor's parents.
Are they
the
just
shows.
Around?
Yeah, they go to a lot of her shows. They have like a booth on the floor. Where, like, the celebrities are.
And fans are allowed to get that close to the pearly gates?
So, usually it's, like, they're in this little stand, right, on the floor.
Okay.
And then there's, like, just fencing around it, like, on the floor.
Right.
And there are bodyguards stationed around them, but they do, like, come out of, like, Taylor's dad will come out of the box and, like, chat with fans or, like, share the snacks that they have.
Right.
And... Or, like, bring them in there with them or be like, oh, hey, cool. Do you want to go meet Taylor backstage? Like, they just pull random people out of the crowd. They're like, you're going to get a VIP experience.
Right.
Just because.
And that's what you're hoping for.
Well, no, I'm not on the floor. I don't have floor tickets. Do you know how expensive they are?
No, I have no idea.
People are reselling tickets for like $50,000 for floor tickets.
I have this thing. Sarah knows this. I think concerts are somewhat silly.
We're going to one in February.
I know. I'm excited.
It was $60. Is that why you're not like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't get the obsession. It always sounds better on my headphones.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bawl my eyes out. But yeah. Anyway, so people trade the friendship bracelets. And so I'm making some. The beads I got are way smaller than
all right, I didn't know.
No, I didn't know either. I'm the one who sent you the link to get them.
Yeah. So and then I bought them.
Yeah.
They arrived.
And I was like, oh shit, my hands are so big for these.
And the consequence of that was her dropping and fumbling so many complete bracelets.
Yeah. Yeah. I kept dropping them. It's okay. I've made, what, like 6 or 8 so far just last night?
Yeah. And we're also coming up with a problem that the T in Taylor Swift is no more. There are no more letters.
There's like no T's in the letterbox.
Also, there is a very special bracelet. Sarah, would you like to explain the special bracelet?
I have a very special bracelet that I'm going to trade with someone and they're going to be like, what the fuck is this? I was trying to make a bracelet that says Taylor's version. because she's recorded some of her previous albums so that she owns them completely. That's just a whole backstory in and of itself.
More Taylor Swift lore.
That is more lore.
Yeah.
But I, when I was putting the lettered beads on, I was like, Taylor's version. So I put some colored beads, spelt out version, put some colored beads in between, spelt out Taylor, tied it up. I was happy. I was really proud of myself because I was like, yes, I did it. I didn't drop this one.
Yeah.
I made a bracelet. I put it on my wrist to show Montana. And what does it say?
Tall yours.
Yeah.
Tall yours. I thought it was an acronym.
Yeah. So I spelt it T-A-L-Y-O-R-S. Yes.
Tall yours.
And so I was like, look, babe. And he said, tall yours? What's that? And I was like, no, and it's the realization supposed to say Taylor's. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I spelled her name wrong. So I just have a really special bracelet to give to someone.
What's the criteria for you giving out tall yours version to,
honestly,
to a Swiftie?
I don't know.
What do they need? Like, do they need to be extra special? Do they need to be ultra fan?
Maybe I just really like their outfit.
Yeah, that's a big thing too.
Yes. People dress to the nines. We are dressing up, but...
You are dressing up?
Yeah, but not like some people do. Like, I haven't been making an outfit for months. I just couldn't deal with that. We're just doing... we're making shirts from the You Belong With Me music video. I'll show you.
Of course.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
It's pretty iconic.
It's a white... You bought a white t-shirt, correct?
Yes. Okay. So you can kind of see. She's wearing...
Okay. It's a white t-shirt with writing. Almost like signatures everywhere. It's like we had a white t-shirt party at high school. Is that like what it's from? Like everyone's signing them?
This is my high school...
Right.
White t-shirt that people drew on. It's actually kind of funny because it says Junior Jewels.
Oh.
And I used to be a Junior Jewel.
You used to be a jewel.
I used to be a jewel and
I used to be a gold.
Yeah.
Golden
because
jewels.
Our high school were the golds and the jewels.
Shout out Salmon Arm.
So I think that's kind of funny.
That is.
That I'm going to be a Junior Jewel.
And are all of you dressing up as that version or yes. Are you dressing all of you guys?
Yes. We're going to be the nerdy Taylor in the bedroom that's like writing on her notes and she's like, are you okay? And the guy next door is like upset about his girlfriend or whatever.
This is such a deep departure to what your show is usually about.
That's okay. So Taylor Swift in December.
Taylor Swift in December. And then we're going to see.
We're going to Tremaine's.
Wait, what? Is Peach Pit in Tremaine's?
No, in December we're going to... That would be funny. We're going to Tremaine's in December.
Right.
And then that's our December plans.
That's our December plans.
And then, yes, in February we are going to see Peach Pit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. The last time they toured, I didn't get tickets and I was very upset with myself. So I was like, this time I must go.
Yeah.
And it was like $60 each.
Very reasonable.
Very reasonable
concert tickets to go to. $60 is pretty reasonable
for
concert tickets. I don't know if I'd want to spend too much more unless I really like the person. I enjoy Peach Pit's music, but I don't actively listen to everything new.
Well, I didn't want to go alone, so.
No, I'm excited.
Oh my God. Wait, I forgot one more thing we're going to go see. We're going to go see Sweeney Todd at the end of November.
Yeah. What day is that? The 29th or 28th?
It's a Friday, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. We're just having revelations.
Montana's
right
starting
now.
A new job and he's going to be working nights. So
yeah,
we just have to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can still go. If you can't, I'll alone.
She's having a panic attack on air. Yes. We've decided that we can both go to
Sweeney Todd.
I don't know what really Sweeney Todd is about. I know it's about death and murder, but it's also
Christmas.
It's
a barber.
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. He's a barber and a murderer.
Yeah. I do. That's starting to ring some bells.
Yeah. There's like a lot of historical rumors and
right
stuff about him. if he even existed in the first place.
Yeah.
But there's a play about him. So that's what we're going to go see. And I'm super excited for that too.
Me too. I like plays. I've been in a few. I know the inner workings.
Yeah. I was okay. Elvis. When you were like a kid.
Saw I had raw potential talent for singing.
Uh-huh.
And I was the star Elvis Presley. No death scene, thank God.
How old were you?
Oh, grade 5?
Oh my God. Okay, so you don't know how the inner workings of plays are.
I know they change costumes in the back.
Okay. Well, anyway, that will be really fun. We're really doing stuff this winter, which is different because usually wintertime, we don't do anything. I mean, we don't really do much to begin with, but...
It's cold.
Yeah, we don't do much. We don't usually leave the house, but we're doing a lot this winter. I'm proud of us.
We named 3 things. We named 3 things. We're like, wow, we are really out there.
Okay, well, compared to what we usually do, I feel like that's pretty good. You are,
yes. Yeah, you're right.
Don't look at me like that.
Don't look at you like what?
Okay. Are we good now?
1 sec. Let me get comfy.
Okay, get comfy. Are you comfy?
I don't know. I'm self-conscious about the cord. I didn't know all of this went into it. I'm seeing how the sauce is made.
What did you think went into it? What did you think? We had wireless microphones? You know we didn't.
No, I'm impressed by the setup. Sarah's not a very techie person, but the second we were setting this up, I was like, oh, she gets this.
Yeah.
I was like, there's so many dials on this thing. And you know what all of them do.
Yeah.
You could probably fly a plane.
No.
That's all it is.
Okay. Are you ready to hear my ghost story?
I am. So is it a ghost story or is it true crime?
What yes.
is it? It's both?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You get the best of both worlds.
When you work at the show. Okay.
Today, we're going to talk about Doris and Victor Gravlin.
Victor and Doris. Good names.
Yeah, right.
Good names.
So we're in Victoria.
Oh, this is local.
Yeah, it's local. It's the 1930s, baby.
Ooh.
Yep.
Good year. Not really.
1934. Well, I'll get into it.
Okay.
I don't have like any information about like...
What a way to start a story.
Okay. Listen.
I don't really know what's going on.
No, I couldn't find any information about like... their lives growing up or anything.
Okay.
Which kind of sucks. So we're just going to get to the main part of the story, and that's why we're all here. Doris and Victor were married in March of 1929, but had separated only a few years later, around 1934. At the time, Victor was unemployed, previously working as a sports writer for Victoria's Daily Colonist.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Until 1934, when he left for a quote, health reasons, unquote.
Health reasons. So they split. When did he quit the sports writing job, sorry?
Around the same time that they split up.
Around the same time. Okay. Mm-hmm.
In later years, writers of the book titled The April Ghost of the Victoria Golf Links, Charles Lillard and Robin Skelton, would say that Victor was an alcoholic and a, quote, mean drunk, end quote. It's likely... Yeah. It's likely that Doris and Victor separated due to his addiction and presumably the way he treated her or even their 5-year-old son when he was drunk.
His 5-year-old? That's...
I'm just making an assumption.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't find anything about how mean of a drunk he was, but that is why she left.
That is why she left?
Yeah. She left him because of his drinking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he quit his sports writing job for quote-unquote health reasons.
Yeah. They were still in contact after separating, probably due to having a son together like most couples.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, at this time, Victor's only drive was to have Doris and their son back in his life, saying he would do anything to get them back.
Except quit alcohol.
Well, he was working on overcoming his alcoholism.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Good for Victor.
Yeah. I saw in some articles that he had quit or he was trying to quit, but then other articles were like he couldn't.
Right.
And that's why they separated, because he couldn't quit and he just, you know?
Yeah.
The cycle.
It's the circle of life.
According to Lillard and Skelton in their book, Victor had called Doris and asked her to meet him. It was likely he asked her to go on a walk through the Oak Bay Golf Course. Well, whoa. Just actually, it's called Victoria Golf Course, but I call it Oak Bay Golf Course because it's in Oak Bay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's nearby.
Yes.
They took a stroll?
A route they would take regularly together when they were together.
Was it still a golf course at the time?
Yeah, it was a golf course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Victoria. It's been a golf course since the 1930s?
Since before, yeah. I should have looked up when it was founded or whatever.
That's all right. Unimportant detail.
When they were together before they separated, it was common for them to have tea at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel.
Okay.
And walk through the golf course on their way back home. Although, on the night of September 22nd, when Victor called Doris to go on a walk, they walked out to Gonzales Point.
Okay.
Which is considered a more romantic walk.
Yes.
I like that walk. It's nice over there. 1 hour after Doris left her home to meet Victor, around 10 p.m., a scream was heard by people living near the golf course.
Uh-oh, I don't like where this is going.
Of course, since it was the 30s, no one called for help. Probably not wanting to get involved in whatever they thought the scream came from.
I like that because it was the 30s.
Well, people back then, they didn't get really involved in other people's shit, you know? They're like, just what was that? Just minded
their P's and Q's.
They're just like, what's that?
Woman screaming? Ordinary day in on the Oak Bay.
Yeah. The following Sunday, Doris's body was found near the seventh hole of the course under some foliage by a caddy who was looking for a lost golf ball. He noticed some women's clothing on the beach and noticed the body when he was grabbing the ball.
Jesus.
It was later confirmed by the coroner that she had been strangled to death and, according to some articles, was dragged down to the beach.
Whoa.
So she was strangled on the golf course and then dragged down.
This seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. Doris's hat, coat, and shoes were missing. She was last seen wearing a knitted dress, a blue coat, gray hat, and white kidskin leather shoes. A month later, in October, Victor's body was found by a fisherman tangled in seaweed off the shore of the golf course's ninth hole.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What a plot twist.
Yeah.
Wait, so when was Doris found and when was Victor found? What was the date?
So Doris was found the Sunday after the 22nd. I don't know what day the 22nd was in 1934. So a couple days her body was found. His was found a month later.
Oh, a month later.
Yeah, in October.
But it was found in water by a fisherman.
Yeah, in the seaweed.
In the seaweed.
Tangled in the seaweed.
In the golf course?
Yeah, like, because the golf course.
What was the fisherman doing at the golf course?
No, hold on. So the golf course, we've driven through it. When you drive past it, there's holes on the left side and the right side of the road.
Yes.
So there's holes that go all the way to the ridge of the ocean.
Got it.
And his body was found tangled in the seaweed.
Right. There. I was kind of imagining he was found in the pond of a golf course.
Oh my God. No. And a fisherman. A month later?
A fisherman was fishing in the golf course.
No, there was just a fisherman.
Okay.
He was, fishing at sunset.
What they do.
And maybe that's a good spot for fishing. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he just saw something tangled in the seaweed and it was Victor's body.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Doris's shoes were found in his coat pocket.
Not loving that for Victor.
No. Also, how big was that coat pocket?
Yeah, unless she had tiny feet.
Yeah, but like kidskin leather shoes are kind of like little boot shoes.
Little boot shoes.
Little booties. Okay. Kind of.
Little booties. So yeah. They're not like
flat. It's not like a flat. But it was like, I don't know. The leather's really malleable. So yeah, I think so.
Bring those back, huh?
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. No one knows what happened.
I have a few guesses.
But it was ruled as a murder-suicide.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Victor's autopsy revealed he had been dead around 4 weeks, proving his death was essentially the same night as Doris's.
Right.
He was just found later than her.
Yeah.
The police believed that Victor was depressed due to his drinking and Doris leaving him. So he decided the best course of action was to kill her and himself. And leave their son an orphan.
There feels like there's some more options there.
Yeah. It's always intriguing to me that for people who commit these crimes, this is their only course of action.
What made him, I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah, like there's no other way to help their situation. They're like, I either kill them and kill myself or nothing. Like, that's it. That's the only thing I can do to be like in control.
Yeah. I don't know. And when there's a kid, though.
I know.
When there's a kid, though.
And I don't know what happened to their kid either.
You have no details
about the kid? I have no details about what happened to him.
Man.
I just hope that he, I don't know, maybe his grandparents were alive. I mean, at the time that they were separated, Victor was living with his parents.
Right.
So maybe they took him in. I don't know.
Man, that's so sad.
I know. And it's really sad to me that in cases like this, there's no other way, you know?
Like, are you saying that like they're, like they how can't, they feel?
Yeah, like they can't think.
Because I can think of a few other ways.
I know. But for them, they can't think of anything else to do. Like, he said he would do anything to get Doris and their son back. And then he just ends up killing her and himself. And their son is an orphan.
Yeah. Do you think he became Batman?
Oh, my God. No.
No.
All right. Victoria's Batman.
Victoria Batman.
Dude. So.
What was the kid's name?
I don't know.
No details surrounding the kid.
Not that I saw.
Okay.
Probably if you did like a super deep dive into the archives, but I couldn't. I tried looking at the BC archives on the museum's website and I couldn't find anything about them.
So he could have become a vigilante.
I mean, he could have, but I hope he just lived a good life. And like,
vigilante is a pretty good life.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong, but I just, you know.
No, that's, it's,
he
very
was
sad.
5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. Sorry. Sidetrack.
Do you want to hear about the haunting?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So.
Fake. No.
Okay. No, actually, one of the reasons that I wanted Montana to come on so bad again is just because he.
Is no fun.
Okay, like, he got grabbed by a ghost. I've said this many times. He got grabbed by a ghost.
Muscle spasm.
And he says it's a fucking muscle spasm. It wasn't a muscle spasm. You literally pulled your shoulder back and you're like, why'd you grab me? And I didn't.
Yeah.
You felt something. You felt something pull your shoulder back.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
Yeah, a ghost.
Except for.
No!
Okay, listen. I'm not saying I'm anti-ghost or there's no way ghosts will ever exist or have ever exist. I'm just saying that it just seems like the evidence is pointing to ghosts not existing.
But there's so many things that are unexplainable.
Yeah, but if the top researchers in the field are Sam and Colby, I don't feel great about the situation.
They get good evidence.
Hey, guys.
No. They do.
No. In an edited whatever, video. Montana. It's just like if there was empirical research that came out or something where it was like right now there is nothing that we could measure that could explain this phenomenon other than potential spiritual being, I'd be like, that's interesting. That's kind of cool. And there are a few situations of that where it's like, whoa, like we have no reason this happened. But most of the time we do, or we have a pretty good guess. And I don't know. It would be cool to believe in ghosts.
But so you've never felt like when you're here, like when you're home alone or when you're walking, I don't know. You've never felt that feeling of, oh, I'm not alone and there's something here with me?
Never.
You've never felt that.
Where I am alone.
And you feel like you're not.
No, I can't say I have.
Okay, I feel like that a lot of the time.
Well, we have cats.
No, like I also feel it at work. And we do have a ghost at work.
What's his name?
We don't have a name for them.
You should probably.
But there is a spirit at my workplace.
What makes you think that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I can share. Like,
oh, yeah, sure.
Like there's just...
So you think there's, or you've had some experience with the spooky side at work. Anyway.
But what I can say is that last week, I think it was last week, I was opening. So mm-hmm. I was the only one in the clinic and I was in the gym. I had turned on all the lights in the clinic. I was in the gym. I was putting my coat away in our little back room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing in the mirrors and I don't know, I was looking at my outfit or something. Or maybe I don't know what I was doing. But anyway, and my back was turned, or like my left side was turned towards the staff room because there's a doorway between mm-hmm. the gym and the staff room. And I swear to God, I saw something pull its head back from around the corner in our kitchen at work. That's I spooky. Swear on my life.
Did you go see?
Yeah.
That's pretty brave of you.
I swear to God. Like, if you're looking at that wall and yeah. I saw...
Like a something head pop around the corner?
Like, pull back from around the corner.
Right.
So it was, like, looking at me and then I saw it and I turned and it was... I swear.
Okay.
Like,
I'm not trying to diminish
I know, but I know you don't believe me.
I'm sure you saw something.
But I was alone.
Yeah.
I swear to God I saw something. It freaked me the fuck out. I was like counting down the minutes until someone else got there. It was really...
Right.
I didn't like it. Because I don't... Because like, it's... I feel like there is something there. But... I don't like that it was like peeking at me and not just like
play
there.
A little hide and seek.
But like that's scary.
Right.
Not just like, oh, I'm here. You know? It was like
you'd be less scared if it walked and towards then, you.
I think I would I'd be less scared if it just like was there and I was like, oh, I just saw like a full apparition. But the way it that I saw what I saw is just creepy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We have a very interesting...
Dynamic
just because I trust you.
Yes.
And I truly believe you saw what you saw.
But... Yeah.
But I don't think it was a ghost.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what do you think it was?
Anything else. I just like... It's never been proven.
But I also hear things. When
people
I'm there.
People hear things all the time.
No, but like I've heard a voice like come from the back rooms.
Right.
And it's scary. Like I've been sitting at the front. I'm opening. I haven't turned on the music yet. And I've heard a voice.
Right.
And no one's there.
Yeah. I like, can I explain those? No. Are they ghosts? Maybe. Maybe. I'm not saying no and like it's a definite no. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just think if there have been ghosts, we would have figured that out before AI. You know? It's like, if Sarah's so annoyed with me.
But
it's like,
it's hard for ghosts to use their energy to manipulate the real world.
Well, just try a little, you know? Show me something.
Okay. We're just going to keep going in circles. So I'm just going to tell you about the stories.
Yeah.
Of Doris.
Tell me the story. Who do
they're
both
all
turn
about,
into
no,
a
it's
ghost?
All they're all about Doris.
So Victor is
he's just
gone
dead.
And dead.
Yeah. He moved on.
He moved on.
Yeah. So I think he moved on and she didn't.
Right.
Her spirit didn't move on.
Which would make sense.
Yeah.
If he wanted to die.
Yeah.
He feels like
well,
a resolution.
And that's the thing. Like, did he plan on killing her that night? Was it premeditated or was he just like, maybe they were on their walk and he was trying to get her back and she was like, no, like, I don't want to be like, you have to be a better man
yeah.
or whatever, you know? And then he was
rage
like,
took him over.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
And then he just rage killed her. Then was like, oh my God, what have I done? And then killed himself.
Right. Oh. Okay. I mean, yeah, if ghosts were real, it would make sense that the ones that were not ready to die are the ones that are present
mm-hmm.
and the ones that wanted to die or at least were accepting of their death
mm-hmm.
moved on to where? Who knows?
Moved on, but could come back. That's what I think.
You think all dead people have the, or all So everyone that dies turns mm-hmm. into spirits.
Yeah.
And everyone has the ability to apparate as...
Or like signs, you know? Right. Like show signs, like when my uncle died.
The ladybugs.
And I saw ladybugs all over the place.
Right.
And I still see them, like whenever, like sometimes when I feel sad, I see them a lot.
Right.
Or like when my other uncle passed and my cousins dream about him quite a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Especially like during spooky time, because that was his thing.
Right.
So I feel like that is them showing themselves. Their,
yeah. I think that's beautiful.
Okay.
What?
Just your face, man. I can't.
What do you mean my face?
You just look, you're just like, yeah, that's beautiful. But your face is so unconvincing that you believe that.
No,
not I not that you don't believe that it's beautiful, but that you don't believe that spirits could, that dead people can send signs.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. The earliest record of someone seeing Doris's ghost is in 1964. So 30
years. She took a break.
She took a 30-year break.
She took a well-needed break.
Maybe she...
What was she doing in that time?
Maybe she tried to move on and couldn't.
She was just trying and she was like, yeah.
Maybe time moves differently in the spirit world.
Maybe.
A fisherman, another one.
Another one.
Was fishing off the coast of the golf course near sunset when he began to feel like he wasn't alone.
Mm-hmm.
He turned towards the shore and saw a woman in, quote, old-fashioned, unquote, clothing, standing on the ridge above him. She was close but didn't make eye contact with him, staring out to the sea like he wasn't even there.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, she began to walk down to the water's edge, disappearing before she made it down to the beach. And the fisherman claimed he saw her, quote, melt away, unquote.
Ooh.
Like disapparate.
Right. Okay. So that was mm-hmm. in 1964.
Mm-hmm.
Fisherman saw Doris, old-timey clothes.
Yeah.
Just exist. And
she's
then,
just standing on the ridge looking right. out to the sea and then walked down to the water and disappeared.
She walked down to the water?
Yeah, and okay. disappeared.
No floating?
No.
Okay. That's a full apparition.
Yeah. Doris doesn't typically appear during the day, but she often shows herself at night. Which makes sense because she was murdered at night. Montana, stop laughing. Listen, she was murdered at night. Of course, that's when she would show herself.
Or is it because people see things in the dark?
Maybe you can't see an apparition during the day.
It's too bright.
it's too see-through.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what the hell is that?
They can't even see me.
Yeah, they can't see it. What if they're all around us during the daytime, but we just can't ever see them because it's too bright?
Oh, my God. Isn't that a scene in The Sixth Sense?
I see dead people.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie.
Really?
But isn't that a scene where there's just dead people standing around?
Yeah, it's a movie where, shout out, Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
He sees dead people.
Yeah.
They're not, but yeah, only he sees dead people. Okay. It's called Sixth Sense because he has an extra sense and is seeing dead people.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Doris is usually seen wearing clothes from the 1930s.
Makes sense.
That checks out. But she's also seen wearing something that a lot of women ghosts are seen wearing. And do you want to guess what it is?
A veil.
Well, your clothes.
Oh, okay. Don't tell me.
You're in the right area.
Okay. Tiara.
No.
Sunglasses?
No, a white wedding dress.
Ooh, that's creepy. Why?
The white lady. I don't know. Why? No one knows why she would show herself in a wedding dress. Who knows?
Do you think she just tried it on and was like, I like this?
Well, maybe it's just because she's like, I don't know.
She's because
it's a wedding dress and she left her husband and she got murdered by him.
Like her death revolves around her ex-husband.
Her marriage, yeah.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah, I could see that.
She's also said, you're going to hate this.
Okay.
She's also said to appear as a bright light.
No way.
Rumors around town claims also that she becomes...
There's this bright-ass light in the fucking sky.
Shut up. Not in the sky. Okay. She's not floating there.
No. And is this also at nighttime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rumors around town also claim she becomes angry when she sees couples. intentionally scaring them or even chasing them. Like, she chases them. Like, right. She makes them run away because they're scared of her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you see a ghost, you run away. Yeah, and then it's scared of chasing you.
Yeah.
Down the path, down the road.
Here's the thing. You would just freeze up.
Yeah, I know.
And she would just, like, stare at me. She would, like, get to your face and be like, this isn't supposed to happen. You're supposed to be running away.
Yeah.
Sarah would be petrified. Okay, so she hates couples.
Apparently.
Or, the bright light is, or is that separate?
That's separate.
So, full apparition is chasing these people.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not just, like, a car that's going to hit
them. It's not a car.
Okay.
In the mid-1960s, a young man and a woman were walking on the golf course after being dared by their friends.
Is she like a local, go knock on that door? Or like, yeah, go to the golf course at night. Like, door's going to get you.
These people? Their friends just dared. They were just like...
Yeah, but what makes a golf course scary? Because of Doris. Yeah, so she is kind of a legend.
She is a big legend here.
She's a... Dude, shout out Doris.
Yeah, she's famous.
Stand up.
She's famous. She's known across the world.
She got anything like memorializing her? She got a bench? Is there a Doris bench?
I actually don't know. I don't even know where she's buried. I didn't look up Find a Grave. That's a website, by the way.
That's a website?
Yes, findagrave.com or something.
Does it work for normal people?
Yeah, I've used it for all of my other...
What if you typed in your name and you found it? Sorry,
I'm going to cry. Sorry. Okay, so there's these people on the golf course being dared by their friends. When they stopped, a figure had appeared in front of them wearing a dress. She appeared to walk or glide with grace.
I'm imagining her moonwalking.
Appearing gray in color.
Okay.
They watched this apparition go towards the rocky ledge of Gonzales Point, gazing out towards the water.
Mm-hmm.
After a few minutes, they ran away in fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the later 60s, a group of friends snuck onto the golf course one night to catch a glimpse of Doris. One girl claimed that a chill came over her right before seeing an opaque form appear right in front of her face.
Oh.
No one else had seen this, but it was enough for them to return the following night.
Yeah.
Because I guess they were all jealous. This time, they all saw her. After a few minutes, a couple of them tried to approach her, but she disappeared. When they turned around to leave, she reappeared behind them, and they ran away in fear. Isn't that creepy?
Yo, she's just fucking with these
people. I know. I kind of love it, actually. Imagine she just does that, and she just laughs.
Yeah, she's just having a blast.
Yeah. I would do that.
Just how she gets her enjoyment.
Yeah. One man who was on the course with friends one night became scared when Doris's apparition appeared in front of him. So he began to run away.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to see her, but then they see her and run away. How sad is that? That's so fucking rude.
Sir, you cannot tell me if you saw Doris, you'd greet her.
But that's
her.
So rude.
You're running away too.
I would say, hi, Doris.
You would.
I would.
You saw Doris.
Oh, hi, Doris.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. How are you?
How's the spirit life?
Yeah, I'm going to run because I'm about to piss my pants, but...
I want to say I wouldn't just run away. That's so rude. Don't you think that's rude?
To run away?
Yeah.
If ghosts were real?
Yes.
If ghosts were real and one of them appeared. Man, dude, are they talking or... Can ghosts talk while they apparate or can they only
Some
have energy enough
said
for
to
both?
Talk, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Would I run away? Well, if she's wearing a fucking wedding dress, yeah. That's like, if she's wearing a wedding dress, like, probably that's spooky. I don't want to marry her. That's a ghost.
Oh, marriage, run away.
Yeah, exactly. You going to sign a prenup, Doris?
Oh my God.
No.
You
think you would just like hang out with Doris?
No, I would say hi before running away, though.
Is she smiling?
No. So, okay. So let me finish this.
Oh, no. Okay.
So this guy, he turns to run away, but Doris wouldn't let him leave.
Yeah. She seems like kind of an asshole.
Whichever direction he turned to, she would appear in front of him.
Okay.
He would later describe how sad she looked. And she's said to look.
Very sad.
Like grieving, sad. Just like so depressed.
Right.
She just looks so sad. And I mean, I get it. She was strangled by her husband.
Yeah, I'd be pretty down too.
Yeah. But eventually she left him alone and he was able to leave.
You're not telling me you're not running away from that. There's no way.
Okay, I am going to run away. Doris, I'm sorry. So I would run away.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd like to think I wouldn't, but I would.
That's kind of mean, Sarah. She's probably just
shut up. Out. Oh my God. As I mentioned before, Doris sometimes appears as different forms of light. Mm-hmm. She has been seen as a, quote, swirling white mass, end quote, a light that resembles a shooting star or a ball of white light. Or even there's one. This one's funny. Okay. There's one story where someone said that they saw her appear in front of them as a glowing sheet ghost. I know. When I read that, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. A sheet ghost? Like the one tattooed on my arm?
Yeah.
Like the phantom? Yeah.
Oh my God. That was Victor, actually.
Oh my God. Actually, that would be.
Okay. You're gonna be upset with this? Okay. Maybe not, though. Do you think all these people just have stigmatisms? And they're just like,
first of all, that's rude.
But like, if I don't know, if they're running away and they're seeing like weird lights, I don't know. Like, it's
no. There's unexplainable like an unexplainable light form, mm-hmm. not near any buildings,
right?
Because especially like the if you're on the golf course,
yep,
and you're on like the links, as they're called, I guess. There's no buildings around you. Like the clubhouse or whatever for the golf course is like in behind some trees. Yeah. There's no buildings.
How bright are these lights?
I think they're more like opaque.
Like glows.
Kind of.
Right.
Like an orb.
Sure.
I don't know if I believe in orbs. But like an orb.
Is that a different thing?
Yeah, like orbs caught on camera.
Oh, yeah, those aren't real.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, so you know, I don't know if I want to believe that these people saw her, but also a sheet ghost.
That's great. I like how this story is even getting Sarah a little. Well, I don't know. That seems far-fetched.
I just don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a full-fledged body teleporting. That's just, Doris does kind of seem like an asshole, but also she's having a fun time.
Yeah, like, I think she's just an angry spirit.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Sarah, can I ask a little side tangent?
Okay.
You want to commune with ghosts.
Yes.
Find some form of evidence.
Yes.
You will not use a Ouija board.
Not in my house.
Why?
Because, okay, right now I would not use a Ouija board. These are my reasons.
Okay.
I don't know how to properly use it.
YouTube.
There's a proper way to open and close when you're using a spirit board.
Okay.
I don't know how to do that.
You can't find that out?
I can, but I would want to do a lot of research about it.
Right.
Because I don't want to fuck with it.
Special episode coming soon, guys.
Because, like, what if something, like, I don't want to open it. Open communication in my home and then have something dark come in and stay.
Sure.
When it's not allowed to.
That's every Ouija board movie ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's real. That's happened to people in mm-hmm. real life. That's why do you think they make those movies?
Probably because
they're based on real events.
Yeah. No. Okay, so one is because you don't know how to open and close the portal
properly
to the spirit realm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of it.
Oh, that's...
Like, as a kid, there was a hard rule in my house, no Ouija boards.
Both of your parents believe in ghosts, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Mom, Dad, let me know.
Yeah. I think both of my parents do.
But I'm pretty sure... Mom, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that when my mom was a teen, she used a Ouija board once. That was a hard rule in our house.
Right.
When we were
Can you teens. Use it with just one person holding the triangle? Or does it need
I don't know if that's enough energy.
I see. Yeah. But that leads...
Oh, actually, I feel like probably.
That leads to, if it's more than one person, how can you 100% trust that the other person isn't moving it?
I know.
You know?
You have to do it with someone you trust implicitly.
Part of me, I wouldn't move it at all.
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
But you would to fuck with me.
Yeah. Well, a tiny part wants me to do that. Yeah. But I think, if you brought an actual Ouija board and you learned how to do it, I would take it very seriously.
I know you would.
And then maybe fuck with you a little. Yes, once it didn't I know work. You would. But.
Well, and we have a way of knowing if we're really telling the truth.
Yeah. Okay, so no Ouija board because you don't know how to properly open and close it.
Yeah. I don't know. It just.
And you wouldn't do it ever at home, no matter what.
I don't think I'd do it at home.
Right. What about your sister's home?
Sure.
There you go.
I don't sleep there.
Yeah.
Although they have had a lot of experiences in that.
They haven't?
They have.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. That's a good spot to do it then. Right?
Great. Or we could just go to the cemetery.
That's open. There's a lot of people there, though.
Yeah, but then we can tell them, you can't touch us, you can't follow us home.
Yeah.
We'd have to bring Jesus into it.
Really?
Yes.
Are ghosts scared of Jesus?
Well, demonic things are. Inherently, yeah. Good versus evil, you know.
Yeah. Man. Dude, shout out Jesus.
The Holy Spirit.
Right. You don't believe in Jesus, though.
I don't
know. Or unconvinced.
No, I believe in something.
Right.
Something.
Something.
Good. There is something. Yeah, I believe in ghosts, but what? I don't believe that there's some higher being.
Right.
I don't know. I do believe that there's a higher being.
Okay.
I just don't know what it is.
And you have to bring that higher being to the Ouija board.
Well, Doris is sad, okay? She's sad, yeah, and she's
shout
angry.
Out to Doris. She defied the odds. She's. Do you think she golfs?
No, I think she hates golf.
Yeah, probably.
Also, can I just say, I think that it's really beautiful that you and I can have different perspectives and beliefs. Not super different, but a little bit different. And we're still I believe that you believe that.
I believe that you believe that I believe.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly, I'd never want to change your mind.
Yeah. You want to change my mind on some things.
I want to change your mind that you think ghosts don't exist.
Yeah.
But that's not a very,
No, I mean, that's small stuff.
Yeah, that's small. Small fish.
Yeah, we're different people.
Yeah. But okay. Some people, that's their whole identity, right?
Yeah.
That defines their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We could never.
No. Okay, let's get back to Doris. She's probably getting really angry. We sidetracked
probably. I don't think you're going to like this one either. In 1972, right. Ghost investigator and medium.
Yes. Yes.
Jean Kozakari.
Can you say his name again? Sorry.
I think it's a woman. Jean Kozakari.
Jean Kozakari.
Claimed that Doris took her hand one night.
Uh-huh.
She and a group of friends went to the golf course to try and see Doris.
Yeah.
On their second night going to the area, an unseasonably cold wind surrounded them. They joined hands and began to chant blessings into the wind. Don't laugh.
I'm not. Sorry, I sniffled.
She claimed that as cars drove by, their headlights illuminated a figure running through the grass. Isn't that creepy?
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Whatever ritual they were performing became too much and they decided to leave. While packing up, Jean felt someone grab her hand. She thought they must be really shaken up since their hand was ice cold. So at first she thought it was one of her friends, but when she looked up, she realized they were all running towards the car because they were freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And when she looked down, nothing was there.
That's pretty creepy.
So, I don't know, Doris freaking ran towards them and grabbed her hand?
Yeah, don't leave.
Or maybe it was Victor running towards them. Maybe. And Doris was like, I got you, boo.
I got you. Maybe he was trying to get another.
Maybe. It's creepy. Over the years, sightings of Doris have become less common, but she's not fully gone.
Okay.
In October of 1998, the Old Cemeteries Society was hosting ghost tours on a bus around Victoria,
mm-hmm.
showing them haunted locations. They stopped at the golf course to regale the group with the story of Doris, or as it's referred to, the April Ghost.
Why is it called the April Ghost?
Because she shows herself a lot in April, I guess.
Oh, yeah? That's why?
I guess, but that's not when she died, so I don't know why that's the...
Interesting. She just likes spring.
Maybe. Guide John Adams stood with his back to the chorus throughout the story when he noticed that people's faces were widening and they began awkwardly shifting in place. Once done with the story, John told another guide he was disappointed that the group had seemed so distracted while he was speaking.
Right.
When he told everyone to get back on the bus, no one moved. And one person said, "We saw her. We saw the ghost." Behind him.
Whoa.
Yeah. The group then told John they had all seen a shimmering woman in a white dress gliding through the shrubs behind him. Because, his back was towards the golf course so they could look at it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. How many people?
I don't know.
Like a bus? Like 10, 12? Maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Many in the group were positive that it was a hoax put on by the Old Cemetery Society, but John convinced them there was no way they would do that. A year later, in 1999... John would begin the company Discover the Past.
Oh, yeah.
The one that puts on ghostly walks.
Yes.
Yeah. You and I have gone on these walks in the past 2 years and have really enjoyed learning the history of downtown Victoria encased in tales from the past and ghosts. Discover the Past puts on history walks throughout Victoria and our Chinatown walks.
Yeah.
And our favorite ghostly walks, obviously, throughout the year. I'm especially excited to go on the Ghost of Christmas Past, which we have to get tickets for.
Yeah.
But I would really like to go this year.
I agree. I would like to go.
Yeah. I think it would be fun. So they go through Old Town.
Oh.
So they go near Parliament, I think.
Interesting.
For that one.
Spooky politicians.
Yeah, it's a different meeting spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't believe in any of it, but I do enjoy learning about it.
Yeah, you like the history part.
I like the history, and I do like spooky things.
You like ghost stories,
even if
you don't believe them.
I would be one of the biggest, like, oh, that's awesome, if ghosts were real.
Yeah.
And it was proven. I'd be like, that's sick.
Yeah.
I just don't think they are. Right.
But we all have fun on these.
Yeah, they're great.
So, listeners, if you haven't gone on one of these tours, you should really check them out. They're super fun.
Not sponsored.
But
sponsor. Come on.
Can you sponsor us? Discover the Past.
Please.
On their website, they do have a podcast section, and I would love to be on it.
There you go.
I would love to be on it. Anyway.
You gotta reach out. Gotta network.
Yeah.
The Ghost of Christmas Past is a business trip now.
That's scary. So to wrap it all up, I hope that Doris has found her peace wherever she is now.
Mm-hmm.
Her ghost is said to appear again, unbelievably sad, possibly looking for her husband, Victor, when she stares out towards the ocean. I couldn't find any information about her life other than her death, and there's no information about what happened to their son, but I hope he had a good life. What I do know is that Doris will never be forgotten, and she has become a staple within Victoria's history, and her ghost has become well known around the world. There's like news articles about her story.
Really?
From other countries, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, shout out Doris.
I know. There are more stories about Doris Gravelin's ghost that I didn't cover today that are told in The Haunting of Vancouver Island by Shannon Sin. I'm excited to share more tales from this book in future episodes.
Sponsor.
Along with tales from another book I recently got titled Ghost Stories of the Rocky Mountains by Barbara Smith. And again, I'd like to thank the person who brought them over to us at Ghoul Society. I'm not sure if you're listening. You might be. But if you are, thank you. I love them. They're like the perfect thing, most perfect thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? They're the best.
Yeah, they're exactly what you need.
Yeah. I'm so excited to read these books and share all of the stories with all of you listeners. If any of you have other ghoulish books or tales you want us to cover, send us an email at ghoulsocietypod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @ghoulsocietypod. Special thanks to Montana for joining me today as Jamie is away.
Woo woo.
On her, working on her school work.
Just working hard.
Proud of you, Jamie. You're doing great.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Also, if you want to hear more episodes with Montana, please let us know.
There's going to be one person. It's going to be me.
It's going to be Caden and Emma.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
He's one of our biggest supporters.
Whoop whoop.
Montana is my biggest supporter in life.
I try to be.
And he is the Shane to my Ryan.
Yeah, ghosts aren't real, guys. Guys, if you've,
he's a Shaniac.
If you've learned, taken away any of this, be a realist. Come on. Come on,
oh
guys.
My God.
Come on.
Right.
No, the world of the spooks is very interesting.
Yeah.
I like learning about them.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're real.
Well, and I think it's great that you're more skeptic because then it gives us so much to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, I love our conversations about it.
Yeah. I can see your eyes get more and more
intense.
Yeah. Intense.
Like you must believe
this idiot. He was grabbed. How can he not believe?
I know all of our friends listening, especially a couple of them, will really enjoy hearing you on the podcast. And if any of you friends want to be on an episode, want to share your thoughts about ghosts, the spirit world, all that, like Montana, let us know. We can figure it out. You don't have to be here in person for us to record an episode.
No, you just need to have a good microphone.
Yeah, so everybody get a good microphone and then you can be on the podcast.
Everyone buy all the equipment and
exactly.
Then maybe you can be on. It's going to be a long list though.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you for being here.
No problem.
I hope you liked my story.
I did. It was very interesting.
Sorry that we went on so many tangents, but I think it's okay.
Well, I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, I'll find out in editing.
Yeah. Well, we might be back with another episode tomorrow.
Oh, we will be back. No, we will be back with another episode. Anyway, thank you for joining me today.
No problem.
Did you have fun?
I did.
Was it everything you dreamed of?
I am...
Being on your girlfriend's podcast?
Oh, my Lord, dude. It's everything I ever would have hoped it would be.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's great. I mean, it's just a conversation with...
It is just a conversation.
With a best friend.
But it sounds more real once I edit it and then you listen to it on, like, Spotify.
I don't know if I can listen to this episode. I'm not going to lie. This is going to be very weird for me.
Yeah. I guess you've never really heard...
Mom, I'm going to be on Spotify.
I don't think your mom listens to the podcast. Rude. I don't think she does. I don't think your family listens.
I'll talk to her.
Okay, well, she'll listen to this one because her son's on it.
No, she won't. She won't listen to this one.
Yeah, she will.
You think?
Yeah.
Shout out, Mom.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We hope you keep listening.
Bye. Bye.
You can find any trigger warnings and resources in the description of each week's episode. Thanks. Wait, what? Oh, now I do the acknowledgement.
I don't know. I don't know. Why would I know?
Gonna do a part.
Am I? Any notes?
Out. No, you're
edit
fine.
It out. Just fine. Edit it out. Edit it out. Yeah, yeah.
We got a pause. Caden has texted us.
Yeah, just give me a second. Hey, cutie.
He's listening.
Yeah, he's probably listening.
Hi.
We're gonna edit this out, but
no, we're not.
We're not editing this out.
I like to keep stuff in. That's what she said. I am the funny one. Can you hurry up? I'm trying to tell you this horrific story. Okay. Are you ready?